So this is Denny Ferguson. If we could welcome him as he comes and shares with us.
Thank you, Pastor Perry. Am I on? There, okay, there we go. Whoa. Well, let me get started here. And let me focus in on you guys. I'm seeing you. I got you focused. Yeah. But there's something wrong with this lens that I'm looking through. I continue to look through this lens created. Am I off? All right. That's been created by the world. I'm not going to see you the way God sees you. I'm going to see you the way the world has created me to see you. It's a cracked lens. And it actually started to be formed by the world before I was even born. Because I was conceived out of wedlock. My parents were married when I was born, but they never celebrated their anniversary because there was a whole lot of shame that was created by being conceived out of wedlock. And so Denny Ferguson came into this world believing that he was unwanted. And it came and was reinforced by my mother because she carried that shame all of her life. Never celebrated their wedding anniversary. Never remember it, ever. Because they didn't want Denny to know he was created out of wedlock. But the reality is, I knew it in here. Because there was always that stigma. And so part of my life, I looked at the world and I looked at people through this lens. And as I continued to grow, other things happened in my life that caused this lens to crack, to see the world, to see people in a false perception. And I even saw God that way. Because those things that I experienced formed my perception of what God is like. And I'm still getting rid of some of these cracks. I've gotten rid of a lot of them. Shouldn't say I've gotten rid of a lot of them. God's gotten rid of a lot of them. Only because I let him get rid of them. You see, I could hold on to those. I could hold on to those cracks. Because they got to be comfortable. Even though they were detrimental to who I was in Christ, detrimental to my relationships, detrimental to who God created me to be, I was comfortable with them. I was comfortable with them to the point that I allowed them to shape my perception of who I was. And it wasn't the perception of God. See, the perception of God was just what Pastor Perry was talking about when he introduced that scripture. And there's a never part of that scripture that he didn't mention. Or maybe it's a different interpretation, I don't know. And skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, Skillfully wrought is variegated in color. Have you ever anything variegated in color? There's a beauty to it. And there's a uniqueness about every variegated piece. And so there's a uniqueness about me and a uniqueness about you that was created before the foundations of time, that He knew we were here. And He purposed us here at this time with that uniqueness and that variegated color to be an expression of who He is in this earth. In Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read from verse, I'll start with verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we also may be glorified with Him. I'm going to talk about two more verses after that. When I let God begin to clean this up, there was a lot of suffering going on. A lot of suffering going on. Some of it wasn't very pleasant. Some of it challenged the very core of who I believed I was. And when that core was challenged and I was forced to change it, yeah, I was forced to change it or I would have died. Because things that grow change. Things that don't grow die. So yeah, there was a part in me that said, if I don't change, I'm in really serious trouble. And so I had to let God dismantle these things. I had to let Him birth within me that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. I had to allow Him to birth within me that He loved me. No matter that I had these cracks. And the greatest challenge that I found to let those cracks be healed, what I had to let God take the shame and the self-judgment that I had put on myself because of those. Then I had to let Him take the shame of my family. I had to let Him take the shame that had really become a part of me. I had to let Him take the judgments that I had put on myself because of that shame. There's another issue, a whole raft of issues with my family that came out of that. Okay, one of them that Denny Ferguson was raised in the environment that children should be seen and not heard. Because of the shame. So that created a whole raft of issues, and I haven't got time to talk about that today, but if you are interested in the story, I'll be certainly glad to share it with you. But this lens, okay, I come to learn that this lens had to shift and it had to change. If I was to walk into who God says I am in the Scripture, this lens had to change. And so I went about the process of letting Him do that. And He's still doing it. I'm nowhere near where He wants me to be. Okay? It's a lifelong walk. I started this process back in 1982. Okay? And there's a lot that's been happened, and there's a lot that still needs to happen. But the last two verses of that scripture I read says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time." I've learned to consider the sufferings of allowing this lens to be clear. Okay? I've allowed realizing the suffering there of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, or shall be revealed in me. You see, if I allow that lens to be cleared up, even though it's going to be hurtful and painful to me, there is a glory that's going to be revealed. Because the true Denny is going to begin to come forth. The person that he created from the foundations of time before this world was even formed is going to begin to be manifested. And the second scripture is, for the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. This entire creation that he created is waiting for me to walk into the glory that God has established. And that's true for you. There is a glory that resides in you that wants to come out, that needs to come out, that a world needs to see. But your lens needs to be cleaned up. And the question God will always ask is, are you willing? Are you willing? Matthew 22, 36, 40. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. My question to you is, can you love yourself while God's cleaning up that lens? Because you know something? He does. He loves you no matter how cracked that lens is. No matter what you've been through. No matter what you're struggling with. He loves you. But can you love yourself while he's doing that? Because we need to embrace where we've been, where we are, and where he's taking us. And the first step that I had in allowing him to clean up that lens was admitting it was cracked. And asking him where the cracks were and which ones he wanted to work on first. Because he doesn't do it all at once. Can't take it. Okay? So that glory that's in you, that glory that wants to come out, that he wants to come out, that he wants to produce, it results in a freedom. It results in freedom that you no longer carry the cracks, you no longer carry the perceptions, you no longer have a false belief about who you are, you no longer walk in shame, you no longer walk in self-judgment. And by the way, that's the two greatest things you'll face in changing. Shame and self-judgment. They're two of the things I had to deal with over and over and over again. And there are times I still deal with them. Okay? Because it's a lifelong process. But to realize that there is no shame in what I've experienced. God took it. Jesus took it at the cross. It was his blood, his pain, his taking every sin that has been committed, is being committed, and will be committed, and nailed it to the cross. His pain, his suffering, his agony, his separation from the Father. You see, that was a revelation to me that all of a sudden brought healing. It's like, wait a minute. You know what it was like not to be wanted. Wow. the Son of God knew what it was like to feel like Denny Ferguson felt. And he knows exactly how you feel in your struggles. He knows the emotional pain. He knows those struggles of figuring out, we trying to figure out who we are. Trying to figure out, how do I get rid of this image, this false image that was created by the world? The hardest thing you'll ever do in your life is allow him to change you. So we learn to love ourselves. And there was another character in the Bible that God used to give me an understanding of allowing God to love me even in my imperfections, and therefore I could love myself in those imperfections. And it was David. We put David on the pedestal. Okay? Most powerful king in Israel, most talked about king in Israel. Okay? Glorious. Won battles. He also was a murderer and an adulterer and a lousy father. Absolutely lousy father. Yet, what does the scripture say? I love him because he's a man after my heart. Do you have a heart after God too? Even in my imperfections, I am after God's heart. It's not always manifested. Why? Because I still got cracks that need to be cleaned up. But it doesn't change my heart. And that's where the first part of that is loving your neighbor. To realize that because of my cracks and his mercy and grace and love, and seeing my heart, I have to give you that same freedom. I have to give you the freedom to allow God to clean up your cracks. And if I don't, I'm going to stop my progress. I am absolutely going to stop my progress. Luke 6, 41, 42. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove that speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. I got to be real careful. I got to be real careful. I don't judge you because of your cracks. As soon as I judge one of your cracks, I'm trying to take a speck out of your eye, but still have the plank in my own. And that will stop the work of God in my life until I'm willing to accept the fact, uh-oh, I just made a judgment. Forgive me, Father, and help me understand why I made that judgment so that I don't make that judgment again. Because I limit me and I limit you. It's one of the greatest difficulties we have in the church is allowing people to change. All right? Allowing people to change. I am not the same person today that I was 20 years ago when I came to this church. But I've run into people, they're no longer here, who never saw any change in Denny Ferguson. They didn't allow it. It was, gee, if I see him change, then what does that say about me? Jesus said it this way: a prophet's not accepted in his own hometown. Do you realize that's why they didn't accept Jesus? Oh, isn't that the carpenter's son? He's just the carpenter's son. He's not who he is now. He's the carpenter's son. We've got to give people the freedom to grow. We've got to give people the freedom to change. Here's the problem with that. I have a relationship with Lois as a pastor, okay? And we've known each other for 20 plus years. All right? Do you know what happens when she changes? The relationship changes.
It's true.
Oh, and I do too. Do you realize what that causes? She's no longer the same person. The relationship is there. Now I've got to figure out a new relationship. And vice versa.
Takes up more room on the bed. Everyone changes. Takes up more room on the bed.
That's true with all of us. It's especially true in marriages. When one grows and changes, and the other one's got to say, what's going on here? You're not the same person. Nope, I'm not. I'm different. I'm allowing God to grow me. I'm allowing God to shift me. I'm allowing God to change me. I'm allowing God to heal the cracks in my life. That I'm becoming more whole and healthy in who He's made me and who He's created me to be. That's the problem we have in relationships. We don't give people the freedom to grow and change in who God has called them to be. I want you to stay the same so I don't have to change in the relationship. Doesn't work that way, folks. Doesn't work that way at all. You see, we tend to look at each other in the flesh. That's what happens. Because that's what changes. If I have these cracks healed, okay, I have walking less in the flesh than I was before. But you're still looking at me in the flesh. We are to see each other in the Spirit. I'm to walk in relation with you, in your relationship with you by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. So I'm to see you by God in you and what God is doing in your life, not by the things that happen because of your cracked flesh, that you are allowing God to heal so that you can become who He created you to be, that you release the glory of Him inside of you that carries an anointing that will change people you come in contact with. Guaranteed. I've seen it. I've experienced that. And it blows my mind, quite frankly. Okay? I don't have time, but I can share a few stories with you. I'll share the first one. I'll share you the first time this came. I was back still teaching in Fostoria, and there was a classroom on the other side that was taught women how to be secretaries, basically. I can't remember the name of the program, okay? They had all full-fledged office over there. I used to go over and do copies in there, okay? And the teacher, Sue Daniels, still remember her name, all right, developed a throat cancer. And she was up in Toledo Hospital, and I really felt the Lord saying, you know, you need to go up and visit her. I think, go all the way to Toledo, you run through the arguments. But I finally went, okay? And I walked into her room, and she looked at me, and she said, the peace just walked in the room. And I realized, no. Me? Peace? See, she didn't sense Denny Ferguson walked in that room. She sensed Jesus in me. That was the peace. That was the peace that she sent. Okay. And so we chat and we talk, and there were some other people, there were some other teachers there, and when she said that, and I'm sure they're thinking, whoa, what's going on here? Okay. But the reality becomes, all right, I prayed for her, and I left, and she was healed of cancer. Now, I have no idea whether it was my prayer. Well, it was prayer, okay, but I don't have no idea whether it was miraculous or whether it was through chemo or whatever, okay. But she was healed. So that is one of the testimonies I could share about letting God heal the cracks in your life, that you can become a glory to people who need to see his glory, that people need to know who he is. It's not easy, folks. Letting that wonderfully and creatively made, which you are, you have got everything inside of you that you need. It's there. It is there. He put it there. He put it there from the foundations of time. It's just the world with its crud has caused it to be clouded over and unhealthy and fleshly. So we need to allow that to heal, to find ways to allow God to give him permission to heal those things, that glory begins to shine. That glory begins to shine so brightly that people cannot deny that you are a different person than who you were before. So let me pray. Father, I just welcome a grace upon you at this time, Father. Grace upon them, Father, a grace of you that's upon them, Lord. Father, you have such a heart of love for us. You care more about us walking into who we truly are than the things that we do. Because we do out of who we are. And so, Father, just let this be birthed with a deep heart within your people, God, that they truly begin to look inside at who you've created them to be. That, Father, you begin to heal shame and you get rid of self-judgment, Father, that you let the glory of you, Father, begin to change lives, to change and heal and to do all that you do, Father, in bringing that out of us. And Father, those times when it's a struggle, you show up. You show up with encouragement. You show up with people. You show up with your spirit. You speak to them the way that they need to hear you, God. That they can continue the walk, that they are not taken back, Father, but they continue to give you, Father, the permission to continue the work, the permission, Father, to take the junk out, the permission to heal cracks, Father, the permission, Father, to allow you to bring the glory to them, God, that you're glorified to other people. I pray protection upon their minds, Father, that the enemy, Father, cannot come in and distort truth. I pray protection upon their physical body, that the enemy cannot bring physical attacks, Lord. And Father, I release upon them the glory of you, Father, and the reality of that, of who they are in you, that they can be a demonstration, Lord, of your glory to every person that they meet. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Denny. We can have the personal ministry team come up and also the worship team.
You're welcome.
That wasn't me. These ones are up here to pray with you guys for anything that you may need. If you guys need healing, they're here for you. If you've never received the Lord as your Savior, or if you'd like to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, these guys are here to help do that. Also, they're here for encouragement, just to bless you if you'd like, So feel free to come on up for that. The worship team is going to lead us in one last song and close us in prayer. Thank you.